This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day with a significant Supreme Court decision handed down earlier today. A very significant decision that in the midst of the discussion of what is going on right now with the Senate bill, almost assured of passage and probably by tomorrow. This decision by the Supreme Court of the United States, a 6-3 decision in the Bruin case, should reassure defenders of the Second Amendment who are constantly worried that the main objection to the people, and they're mostly all Republicans, I mean, the compromise on gun safety, that's what they're now calling it, that is about to pass the House and the Senate, passing the Senate first. But this is one of those things where people look at it, and anyone looking at this can understand that there were great concessions that were made by Democrats to respect and protect the Second Amendment rights that Americans genuinely have, that gun owners are often very concerned about. But this court decision should reassure them even more because of this. What people say against this congressional reform right now is, well, this is only the beginning. And if you let this go, if you let this go forward and the Congress takes this vote, that's only going to be the beginning of them coming really to take guns and to completely undermine the Second Amendment. Well, right now there's an institution called the Supreme Court that is saying very, very clearly, unmistakably, saying that no, we are not going to allow that to happen. This is a court that is demonstrating that it has deep respect for the Second Amendment and will protect it. And again, and you can't say, well, one justice goes away and then that protection is gone. Not true. It's a 6-3 vote. And one of those justices who voted no, who was in dissent on this particular decision, Stephen Breyer is retiring. He's leaving the court, and he'll be replaced by Ketanji Brown Jackson. And who knows where she will be. But, again, it doesn't make a difference when you have a healthy, solid majority on the other side. And the essence of this decision, the key element that influenced everyone was that basically that the New York law that they struck down had required that in order to get a concealed carry permit, you had to show that you had a special situation where you needed to carry a gun for your personal protection. And to create that kind of requirement was an indication that the founders would have viewed holding a firearm, bearing a firearm, as a privilege where they clearly meant it as a right. And in the Heller case of 10 years ago, they affirmed it as a right. And obviously this case is closely based on the Heller case. This is what the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, how she reacted to the Second Amendment ruling from the court. And again, showed that when it comes to her legal understanding of various cases and facts, she's not up to, well, she's not up to standard ready to plead to the Supreme Court. Here's Governor Hochul of New York, clip two.
Shocking. absolutely shocking that they have taken away our right to have reasonable restrictions. We can have restrictions on speech. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. But somehow there's no restrictions allowed on the Second Amendment.
Okay, no restrictions allowed on the Second Amendment? There are no, this is completely specious. And by the way, part of the Heller decision indicates was where Justice Scalia outlines that restrictions are entirely appropriate and entirely allowed. And restrictions are still allowed in New York, where you have to show that you are not a felon and you are a person of good moral character before you get a concealed carry permit. That doesn't go away. And again, she obviously had not even read a newspaper article about this case when she began to make this. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. That was a that's no longer precedent in the court, by the way. It was overturned 50 years ago. That was from a decision that was made during World War I, and I believe that was a decision that was written by Justice Holmes, and talking about World War I and the rights to oppose the war, and where there was the kind of gap left in the First Amendment that the court has since moved in another direction, where it's harder to control speech than it was then. But Kathy Hochul said this, and it's nonsensical. It's basically only a prelude of what we will get from all over the country when the Roe v. Wade decision is announced almost certainly tomorrow. This is Governor Hochul talking about her plan of action. This is clip one.
I'm prepared to call the legislature back into session to deal with this. We've been in contact with the leadership. We're just looking at dates. Everyone wants a little bit of time to digest this. But I will say we are not powerless in this situation. We're not going to cede our rights that easily, despite the best efforts of the politicized Supreme Court of the United States of America.
Okay, what rights is she talking about ceding? I mean, honestly, what rights is she talking about ceding? The government has power, but the government doesn't have rights that have to be protected against the people. I mean, the people can elect a different government. And the idea that the law has been declared, or an element of the current law has been declared unconstitutional, the element saying that you have to have a special reason that you need concealed carry, how does that involve the rights of any New Yorker? One would think it's the other side, where people would be concerned about the right to, in a dangerous big city, where there are a lot of bad guys with guns, that once you have been able to establish that you are a good guy, that it shouldn't be necessary to say, well, I have a special need for this because so-and-so is out to get me. And that's a simplification of the current situation. But this is also Kathy Hochul, and it's so stupid. Just listen, this is 2.5.
And I'm sorry this dark day has come. So we're supposed to go back to what was in place since 1788 when the Constitution of the United States of America was ratified. And I would like to point out to the Supreme Court justices that the only weapons at the time were muskets. I'm prepared to go back to muskets. I don't think they envision the high-capacity assault weapon magazines intended for battlefields as being covered for this, but I guess we're just going to have to disagree.
Nobody disagrees! Nobody disagrees. I mean, when I say nobody, nobody on the court disagrees. And the idea is the court here is not all of a sudden legalizing weapons that were illegal before, anything of the kind. And I hate demagoguery on this issue. And there's demagoguery and plenty of it on both sides. We'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, not all of the reaction to the Supreme Court decision we're talking about today, which is the Bruin case, as it will almost inevitably be known, has been negative. Elise Stefanik, who is the number 3 Republican in the House, actually welcomed this decision. And again, what's relevant here is she is a part of that Republican, it's a majority of Republicans in the House and a majority of Republicans in the Senate who will almost surely vote no on the current gun reform bill. But part of the overwhelming concern for people is the old slippery slope argument that if the Democrats prevail with this kind of red flag laws and even with some of the school safety provisions of the bill and the compromise and all the provisions, but most of the provisions when you read about it, it's actually very encouraging. They're doing things that are worthwhile. Elise Stefanik is voting no, together with Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise, the major figures in the Republican caucus in the House. But despite that, she's one of those people who should take, and she does take encouragement from the Supreme Court case, because it's an indication that the court will enforce limits on efforts to curb people's Second Amendment rights. Here she is talking about her support for the new SCOTUS decision. This is clip 14.
We heard from the Supreme Court that when it comes to Second Amendment rights, these are inalienable natural rights. Mm-hmm. They are not bestowed by government. They are natural rights. So in my district, we are seeing a significant increase in first-time gun purchases because of the skyrocketing crime in New York State. So this is a win. I was proud to help shepherd this case, shepherd through signing the amicus brief. So I'm pleased with this decision today.
An amicus brief is a friend of the court brief, which was signed by a number of Republican Congress people. She also added that she actually thought that this issue was going to hurt Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, who's been of the not just the Democratic nomination, but winning the election in November. It would be a big deal if a state as Democratic as New York is turned to a Republican governor again, as they did for George Pataki years ago. But here is Elise Stefanik talking about the prospects of Governor Hochul in the upcoming election this November. Listen, 14B.
Governor Hochul is politically flexing now and saying, you know, New York's going to put up a fight. Well, you're in New York. How? Where's the fight coming from? What's this going to look like from Hochul?
Well, what we've seen from Hochul is she is running as fast as possible to the left. She has embraced the far-left gun control movement. But what I want to point out, Harris, is that when Kathy Hochul served in the House of Representatives, she was at that time a moderate. She was a pro-Second Amendment legislator at that time. But now, at that time, that she is facing a contested Democratic primary, she is going to go as radical as possible. That is out of touch with everyday New Yorkers. In my district, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents support Second Amendment rights. It's an issue that I run on successfully. And I think Kathy Hochul is going to struggle in her reelection this November because of this crime skyrocketing we have seen. People have a right to self-defense. They have constitutional rights for Second Amendment. So we'll have to see how far to the left Kathy Hochul goes.
Okay, and again, Kathy Hochul should calm down for a moment, because the breaking news is that the Senate voted today 65-34 to break a GOP filibuster clearing passage for the bipartisan gun control package, with McConnell and 14 other Republicans giving it a boost. That's a total of 15 Republicans and 50 Democrats. It's a lot of senators. And the Republicans, again, are not all people who would be called rhinos or even moderates. They are some of the most conservative members of the United States Senate, including Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Susan Collins of Maine, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Richard Burr of North Carolina,
Roy Blunt of Missouri, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, John Cornyn of Texas, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia. West Virginia gave a higher percentage of votes to President Trump than any other state. Todd Young of Indiana, and he's up for election coming up. Joni Ernst of Iowa, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Rob Portman of Ohio, and Mitt Romney of Utah. So a lot of folks. And the other important thing to keep in mind about the debate concerning the New York decision that was handed down today, the Supreme Court voted 6-3 and with Justice Roberts in the majority, Chief Justice Roberts, together with the three Trump appointees, together with Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas. That's your six votes. The two Bush appointees, Roberts and Alito, and the first President Bush appointee, Clarence Thomas, and then of course, Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett. They voted to strike down New York's concealed carry restrictions, with Justice Clarence Thomas writing for the majority that, quote, nothing in the Second Amendment's text draws a home-public distinction with respect to the right to keep and bear arms. And the definition of bear naturally encompasses public carry. In his dissent, Justice Stephen Breyer wrote, the dangers posed by firearms can take many forms, and then he has a long list of the mass shootings in his dissent that have occurred in recent years, including the attacks in Uvalde and Buffalo. And in his concurring opinion, Sam Alito struck back, I think very effectively, at Stephen Breyer. And he wrote this, and it's worth sharing, and it's worth educating everybody about this, because he said, in light of what we have actually held, it is hard to see what legitimate purpose can possibly be served by most of the dissent's lengthy introductory section. Why, for example, does the dissent, he means Justice Breyer, his colleague, think it is relevant to recount the mass shootings that have occurred in recent years? Does the dissent think that laws like New York's prevent or deter such atrocities? Will a person bent on carrying out a mass shooting be stopped if he knows that it is illegal to carry a handgun outside his home? And how does the dissent account for the fact that one of the mass shootings near the top of its list took place in Buffalo? The New York law at issue in this case obviously did nothing to stop that perpetrator. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer is just starting and temperatures across the country are getting the memo. The sweltering heat is continuing Thursday in the deep south with some areas hitting 110 degrees. Heat advisories are in effect from Florida to the Great Lakes. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is testifying before the House Financial Services Committee. following the Fed's approval of a large interest rate increase. Powell saying the Fed Reserve understands the impact of high inflation and that supply chain disruptions are continuing in Asia and could cause inflation to continue rising.
The surge in prices of crude oil and other commodities that resulted from Russia's invasion of Ukraine is boosting prices for gasoline and fuel and is creating additional upward pressure on inflation.
Inflation sitting at a 40-year high. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And on the Michael Medved Show, from Clarence Thomas's decision today, which is the law of the land, that's the way it works. When the Supreme Court decides, you may dislike their decision. There are certainly going to be a lot of people who dislike the Roe v. Wade decision that is likely to be announced tomorrow. In fact, there have been threats of violence. We will get to that in a moment. But Clarence Thomas writes in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, And the New York Rifle and Pistol Association had taken up the burden of pressing this case on behalf of two plaintiffs, and who were discussed during the oral arguments. But Thomas writes, the exercise of other constitutional rights does not require individuals to demonstrate to government officers some special need. The Second Amendment right to carry arms in public for self-defense is no different. New York's proper cause requirement violates the 14th Amendment by preventing law-abiding citizens with ordinary self-defense needs from exercising their right to keep and bear arms in public. In other words, they write at National Review, New York cannot force applicants for gun carry permits to, quote, demonstrate a special need for self-protection distinguishable from that of the general community. In other words, the rights in the Constitution are for the general community, for everybody. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. In the ongoing discussion at the hearings today with Jeffrey Rosen, the former acting attorney general, and Richard Donahue, who was a former acting deputy attorney general. By the way, Donahue,
is a veteran. He's an Army officer, and he was in the 82nd Airborne, which is a, as people who know the service know, a very elite and formidable outfit. He's also somebody with lots of experience as a prosecutor who's known for taking notes. And here in the conversation with Adam Kinzinger, he gives a truly remarkable account of one of his meetings, and it was right after the first of the year. The president came back early from Mar-a-Lago to the White House because he was so concerned about trying to overturn the election. And he called for a big meeting in front of a number of people, involving some people on the phone, people who were there. Donahue was taking notes of the whole thing, and it went like this. Questions being asked here by Adam Kinzinger, the answers by Richard Donahue. Listen. Yes.
Video election matters. He did say, this sounds like the kind of thing that would warrant appointment of a special counsel. There was a point at which the president said something about, why don't you guys seize machines?
Mr. Rosen, the president asked you to seize voting machines from state governments. What was your response to that request?
We had seen nothing improper with regard to the voting machines, and I told them that the real experts at that had been at DHS, and they had briefed us that they had looked at it and that there was nothing wrong with the voting machines. And so that was not something that was appropriate to do.
There would be no factual basis to seize machines. Mr. Donahue,
I don't think there was legal authority either.
Yeah, Mr. Donahue, can you explain what the president did after he was told that the Justice Department would not seize voting machines?
The president was very agitated by the acting attorney general's response, and to the extent that machines and the technology was being discussed, the acting attorney general said that the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, has expertise in machines and certifying them and making sure that the states are operating them properly. And since DHS had been mentioned, the president yelled out to his secretary, get Ken Cuccinelli on the phone. And she did in very short order. Mr. Cuccinelli was on the phone. He was the number two at DHS at the time. I was on the speakerphone, and the president essentially said, Ken, I'm sitting here with the acting attorney general. He just told me it's your job to seize machines, and you're not doing your job. And Mr. Cuccinelli responded.
Mr. Rosa, did you ever tell the president that the Department of Homeland Security could seize voting machines?
No, certainly not.
Mr. Donahue, during this meeting, did the president tell you that he would remove you and Mr. Rosen because you weren't declaring there was election fraud?
Toward the end of the meeting, the president, again, was getting very agitated, and he said, people tell me I should just get rid of both of you. I should just remove you and make a change in the leadership, put Jeff Clark in, maybe something will finally get done. And I responded, as I think I had earlier in the December 27th call, Mr. President, you should have the leadership that you want. But understand, the United States Justice Department.
Yeah, but understand, the United States Justice Department has no authority and is not prepared to seize voting machines. I mean, the entire situation is bizarre, but not as bizarre as the situation pending with the liberal overreaction and crazed reaction about the Roe v. Wade decision, which is likely to come down tomorrow in its final form. And some of the threatening leaflets that have been posted all over Washington, D.C., they write in the Wall Street Journal about some of those dangers, in promising violence from groups like one called Jane's Revenge. And I think that's because the Roe v. Wade, it was Jane Doe, or Jane Roe, who was identified. It was actually Norma McCorvey. But here's what one of the flyers that had popped up around Washington said. D.C. call to Action Night of Rage. The night SCOTUS overturns Roe v. Wade, hit the streets, you said you'd riot. It continues. To our oppressors, if abortions aren't safe, you're not either. Signed, Jane's Revenge. And they point out the Jane's Revenge threats have received little attention in most of the press. But we hope the Washington, D.C. and Capitol Police are much better prepared than they were for the riots of 2020 and 2021. The justices and the court, as a democratic institution, have to be protected. And you also need to be protected from stupidity. This is Karine Jean-Pierre, who is the new White House press secretary, looking ahead to the ruling on abortion, clip 7.
This is something that the president and the vice president have spoken to against the potential of overturning Roe. And so we are looking at all options right now, if this ruling or when this ruling happens, to take action. But if this happens, one of the things that I can say right now that we will do is call on Congress to restore Roe. But again, this is a devastating the draft of this that we learned about not too long ago was devastating to hear, and so we are going to look at all of options and take action once the ruling comes forth.
Okay, and by the way, someone can call on this. Congress cannot restore Roe. It is not possible. Congress cannot overrule a Supreme Court decision. And this is very, very basic first-year constitutional law. What's wrong with these folks? We will get to that. 1-800-955-1776. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the prospect of the Roe v. Wade decision being formally announced, handed down tomorrow morning. We will certainly be talking about it without any doubt tomorrow afternoon when we're on the air. And Ted Cruz is actually anticipating the worst in terms of the public reaction to the court overturning Roe. Here is what Senator Cruz had to say, clip six.
I think the Supreme Court the next week is going to issue its decision. I think it's going to overturn Roe versus Wade. The organized left, they're going to engage in riots. They're going to engage in violence. We're going to see a reprise, I fear, of the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa riots, where they're going to try to use political violence to advance their ends. And the Department of Justice needs to step in and stop them. I halfway expect the Attorney General to be rioting alongside them because this Department of Justice has been so politicized.
Okay, it is extraordinarily important that what Ted Cruz is urging here about the Department of Justice and all federal authorities, all local authorities, frankly, be prepared for a terrible reaction. And again, it's fascinating because there are 30 Democrats in the House of Representatives who have all asked Nancy Pelosi to move forward with a special resolution indicating the support of those 30 Democrats for increased police funding. In other words, refund the police, more support. And this is really, when you talk about having a police presence to protect public buildings, and yes, public servants, some of the people who are threatened on the right, some of the people who are threatened by the left. And we spoke yesterday about what a terrible situation it is. The people who are conducting the hearings in Washington right now all are having special police protection. Why? Because it's necessary. And again,
After final opinions of the current term, barricades are going up around the Supreme Court building. That's the Wall Street Journal reporting. It's sad but necessary security measure because violence can't be ruled out in response to the rulings. Now, let me go back to this moronic. I mean, honestly, she makes you yearn for Jen Psaki. I'm not sure she's ever said anything quite so pathetic or misguided, but can we play that, what we played before about the press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre talking about how they're going to restore Roe, the president is going to lead Congress in restoring Roe, because I just really, really need to make this clear to everybody. Because with so much confusion and misinformation, this is a pretty bad example. Do we have that clip, Jerry?
This is something that the president and the vice president has spoken to against the potential of overturning Roe. And so we are looking at all options right now, if this ruling or when this ruling happens, to take action. But if this happens, one of the things that I can say right now that we will do is call on Congress to restore Roe. But again, this is a devastating the draft of this that we learned about not too long ago was devastating to hear, and so we are going to look at all of options and take action once the ruling comes forth.
Okay, when it says take action, what action are you planning to take? Now let me explain why Congress cannot restore Roe. Because Roe was part of the Constitution. And you cannot have the Supreme Court overturn a Supreme Court judgment about something being unconstitutional. In other words, even if in 1954, if a majority of members of Congress had opposed the school desegregation decision in Brown versus School Board of Topeka. If you had a majority, this has been decided. And here is the basic point, is restoring Roe would mean the Congress of the United States imposing its will on every state legislature, and that's not the way our system works. It is not a necessary situation that California and Mississippi have the same regulations about abortion. It is quite natural. And by the way, states are already working on this and they're adjusting to it, and there are various states, including New York, including California, that are attempting to organize things to make it easier for people in other states where abortions are harder to get more ready access to abortion in those states. I think it's extremely dubious that any state would want to become known as a haven for abortion, as if this was a proud thing, as this was something that the state should welcome other less enlightened states to send people to abortion center states, like New York certainly will be, California almost certainly will be. It's very likely the state of Washington tries to play that role. But the point is to actually restore Roe, to undo the Supreme Court decision that just was handed down in the Dobbs case. In order to do that, it's just as impossible as it was to use Congress or to use state legislatures to overturn Roe itself. One of the reasons this has been such a long struggle is because the entire issue was ripped away from the state legislatures and even from the Congress of the United States to exactly where it doesn't belong, which is the judicial arena, and where compromise is basically impossible because you're arguing about competing rights, right to life versus a right to choice, as it's called. Okay. The idea that this will change anything, this decision, and this is what I was talking about yesterday with Andy McCarthy, is that it's very, very important as people look at what is going to be happening and what is going to be said and to stupid things like the Karine Jean-Pierre just talked about we'll do something about it. They can't. Because to get a constitutional amendment, you need two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate, and three-quarters of all state legislatures. The chances of getting that three-quarters of having 36 states, no, it's more than that. It would be, 37 states, 38 states, pardon me. You would need to get 38 states to go ahead and vote to install Roe as a constitutional amendment. That would do it. Now, the chances of that happening are completely zero because there are more than 12 states and probably more than 20 states that are strongly pro-life and anti-abortion. And speaking of other things that Congress can do but probably won't, certainly I think it's not appropriate for Congress to do it or to take it on, is the gas tax holiday, which is pretty amazing. This is Biden talking about one of his, or actually, let's do first the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, because we're picking on her. Well, we will get to that, but there is more on that issue as well. And a great deal is a South Carolina candidate for governor, a Democrat, seems to be taking on the president of his own party. How? With an ad against geriatric politicians. We'll also bring you the latest from the ongoing hearings on Capitol Hill and much more in a busy day in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.